B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Yud Beis. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Omud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah a few lines earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Omud Beis, there's a machlekes, what tikkun, what hechsher you need to do to a mavui to allow us to carry in it, besides for the Erev called a shitufei mavois that we're not discussing here. So we saw that Beis Shammai say you need to have a lechi and a kaira, Beis Hillel say a lechi or a kaira. And then we had the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel said that they were only arguing if the mavui was larger than four, was wider than four amos. If it's less than four amos wide, then Beis Shammai agreed to Beis Hillel, either a kaira or a lechi suffices. Rabbi Akiva argued and said that even on a smaller mavui, Beis Shammai argued with Beis Hillel and say that you need a lechi and a kaira. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. As we saw, the Rabbi Eliezer said you need two lechis, not like Beis Hillel who says one lechi, and not like Beis Shammai who says you need one lechi and one kaira. Iboy Elohu, the Gemara is now asking, Rabbi Eliezer lechoyayin v'kaira ka'omar, oidilma lechoyayin b'loy kaira ka'omar. All we know explicitly in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Eliezer requires two lechis. The question is that besides for a kaira, which means he holds like Beis Shammai and just adds on and says it's not enough to have a kaira and one lechi, you need a kaira and two lechis, or does he follow Beis Hillel to say that we do not need a kaira with a lechi, but one lechi is not enough, you need two? Tal Shema, we're going to bring proof from a brisa. This brisa is split into two, and then the Gemara is first going to deal with the first part of the Braisa and then with the second part of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa is telling us a story that happened with the same Rebbe Eliezer we're talking about in our Mishnah, who went to his Talmud. Ma'aseh Rebbe Eliezer shaholach eitz Rebbe Yosi ben Peredo Talmido. He went to visit his Talmud Rebbe Yosi ben Peredo, Le'uvlin, in a place called Uvlin. U'matzo, he found his Talmud sheyeshuv b'movu yishain loy elo lechi echod. He found that his Talmud was sitting in a place that only in a mavui that only had one lechi. Omar Loi said to him, "Bani, my son," that's how he fondly related to and addressed his Talmud, "Asei lechi achir, make another lechi." Omar Loi, so his Talmud said to his Rebbe, Rebbe Eliezer, "V'chi l'sois me'ani tzarich." Obviously, he didn't say he should block up the entrance of the mavui, but it seemed that making this addition, it would feel, or at least virtually speaking, it would be considered as if he's closed up the entire entrance. And he asked him, "Is that what I need to do?" Omalei sosim umabekach. If that loch is, you need to put another lechi. Put another lechi. So what if, in some perspective, it looks as if it's closed? Omer. That was the first part of the brisa, and we're soon going to bring proof from there. Or we're going to try and bring proof from there to the question we asked before, whether Rebbe Eliezer also needs a kaira. But in the meantime, the brisa continues. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And this Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, at first glance, seems to be arguing also with Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah and also with Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah argued whether Beis Shammai need a kaira and a lechi, even when the mavui is less than four amos wide. But they both agree that you need, even according to Beis Shammai, you need either a kaira or a lechi. Here we have Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Lenechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al mavui shu pochis me'arba amos, she'enoi tzorich klum. Here we have Reb Shimon ben Gamliel who holds that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that when the mavui is less than four amos wide, you don't need anything. Klum. Alma nechluku, what are they arguing about? Arochav mi'arba amois, v'ad eser. If it's wider than four amois, that's a mavui where they're arguing about. Until 10 amos, we've already seen on the Mishnah Daf Beis. If the mavui is wider than 10 amos, we have an issue with kaira and lechi. But till 10 amos, that's where they're arguing, providing it's more than four amos. And then Beis Shammai oimrim lechi v'kaira, Beis Hillel oimrim oi lechi oi kaira. And we're soon going to get back to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, because the Gemara is going to take it for granted that he's not arguing with our Mishnah, and we have to understand what does it mean, eino tzorich klum, that a mavi less than four amos doesn't need anything. We'll get there. Ktonimius. In the first half of the Braisa, what did we see? That the Talmud, Rabbi Yosi ben Peredo, said to Rebbe Eliezer that if you make me put another lechi, then that it's going to feel or it's going to look as if you've blocked up the entire entrance. So the Gemara says, that Rabbi Eliezer needs two lechis and a koira. Mishum hachi omar, then we can understand this. Talmud said, v'chila sois me'ani tzorech, to have a post on either side and a crossbar on top, and that feels, or it's considered as if it's closed. Eloi omrus lechayayin b'loi koira, if Rabbi Eliezer holds that two lechis are enough without a koira, my lesoismoi, why does this Talmud say that it's considered lesoismoi? So we're trying to bring proof from here that indeed Rabbi Eliezer needs to have two lechis and a koira. Says the Gemara, don't bring proof from here. Hochi ka'oma, what his Talmud meant was v'chile soismai b'lecho yayin anitzarich. He was just saying that putting a lechi on both sides of the entrance to the Mavoi, it feels like you're closing in the entrance. And he asked his Rebbe, are you serious that this is what we need to do? He said, that's the halacha. So what if it feels or if it looks like we're closing it in? But don't bring proof from here that we also need a koira. That's the basic reading of the Gemara. It's interesting to note that the Rashba comes to town with the fact that Rabbi Eliezer was actually belonged to the camps of Beis Shammai, and therefore it's comfortable to assume that he did hold like Beis Shammai that you need Lechi and Koira, and the Rashba explains the Gemara in that light. But we've explained the Gemara in its basic reading. And now the Gemara is continuing to the second part of the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Omar Mar. We're quoting the second part of the Braisa. Omer Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo nechluku be shamay u bes hilil al movi shu pochis me arba amis, she'enoi tzorich klum. If the movi is less than 4 amos wide, you don't need anything. Says the Gemara of Anan to Nan. Do you really think he's arguing with the Mishnah? At least with Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel agrees that a movi, which is not 4 amos wide, there's some change, as we saw, that Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel that it suffices to have either a koira or a lechi. But you're telling me that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that if it's less than 4 amos, it doesn't need anything, arguing with Rabbi Shmuel? And the Marashah says that the Gemara took it for granted that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is not arguing with Rabbi Shmuel. V'anantanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Talmud Echod, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, a Talmud said in front of Rabbi Akiva about Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We saw in the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva argued, but what did Rabbi Shmuel hold? Lo'inechluku b'shama and b'shilil. Both b'shama and b'shilil agree. Al movi shu pochis me'arba amis. If the movi is less than 4 amos wide, shehu nitar oy belechi oy bekoira. B'shama agree that you need either koira or a lechi, but not both. So how can you say v'lo omar klum? Says the Gemara, Omer of Ashi Hachik Omer, explain to you what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel meant. When he said, Lo Omer Klum, he doesn't mean you don't need anything. No, there's no such opinion. It means that he took the Beis Hillel as being the baseline, either Lechi or Koira. And then we had another two opinions in the Mishnah that added on to that. Beis Shammai said Lechi and Koira, Rabbi Eliezer said two Lechis. So what he meant was, Ein Etzarech Klum, we don't need any of those additions, which means everybody agrees that if it's less than 4 amos wide, then either Koira or one Lechi is enough. And all the machleika starts between, if it's wider than 4 amos, until 10 amos, that Beis Hillel say one lechi or a koira, Beis Shammai say a lechi and a koira, Rabbi Eliezer says two lechis, but that's only on a big movi. On a narrow movi, exactly like Rabbi Shmuel said in the Mishnah, everybody agrees, oi koira, oi lechi. Hoch, Omer Vashi Hochi, Omer, Einoi Tzorich, when he said Einoi Tzorich Klum, what did he mean Klum? Einoi Tzorich Lechi, V'Koiro like Beis Shammai, he didn't need that added Chumra of Beis Shammai, V'Loi L'Choyayim Ka Rabbi Eliezer, nor did he need the added Chumra of Rabbi Eliezer, Elo Oy Lechi Oy Koiro Ka Beis Hillel, everybody agrees to Beis Hillel that Oy Lechi Oy Koiro. Ask the Gemara V'Kamo. How narrow can a mavui be that everyone will agree that you don't need to have any tikkun, not a lechi, not a koira? Omer of Achli, v'item Rabbi Chil, either of Achli or Rabbi Chil, they answered, ad arba. If it's less than 4 tfachim, if it's less than 4 tfachim wide, the Ritva says it's an area which is considered as sosum, it's not considered a roshus bichlal, and therefore, if you have a mavui, an alleyway that is less than 4 tfachim wide, you don't need any tikkun. If it's 4 tfachim and more, till four amos, as we saw, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say, everybody say it's enough to have either Koira or Lechi. If it's more than four amos, then there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Continues the Gemara. And before we start the next Gemara, let's make a very short introduction. We're going to be discussing Chotzer and Mavoi. Exactly what defines Chotzer and what defines Mavoi, we're going to see on Yud Beis Omud Beis at the end of the Gemara. But there's going to be Chotzer and there's Mavoi. And Mavoi, we've seen, there's a concept of Lechi. Do you need one Lechi or two Lechis? We've just discussed that. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both say one Lechi is enough. They argue if you also need a Koira, but one Lechi is enough. Rebbe Eliezer says you need two Lechis. Then we have another concept, which is Chotzer. And a Chotzer, there's no concept of Lechi or Koira. That's a din that's a chiddush to anything that has halachas of Mavui. We'll see later that there's the types of Chotzer that have the halachas of Mavui. But in the event that it does not have the halachas of Mavui, it has the halachas of Chotzer. There, they were more stringent, and the Rashba in Chuvus explains that the more you would use an area, the more they would have to take precautions to make sure that you don't chas v'shalom get confused with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore the halachas of Chotzer, which typically were used much more than a Mavui, they are more stringent. So there's no Koira or Lechi. However, each wall has to have, it mustn't be totally broken open. If it's, a wall is totally broken open, it's totally porotz, then you're not allowed to carry in the Chotzer. And obviously we're talking about a case where the other side of the Chotzer, the outside of the Chotzer, is a place that you're not allowed to carry in. If it's either a karmelis or a shosorabim. So Chotzer mustn't be totally broken open. So what's called a wall that's not broken open? Typically, if there's a bit of wall on the right and a bit of wall on the left that stayed, that's called two pasim, which is compared to two lechis. It's a similar concept. It doesn't work midin lechi. It works midin chotzer that's not completely broken open. Or is it enough to have a little bit of wall just on one side? Again, it doesn't work midin lechi as it does with mavui, but having a bit of wall called a pas, a board or part of the wall which is not breached open, just on one side, that is similar to one lechi of mavui in chotzer. That's enough to allow you to carry in the chotzer. Omar of Sheshes, Omar of Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Omar Rav. It was said in the name of Rav, a short quote which we have to understand. Moedim chachomim l'Rebbe Eliezer b'pasei chotzer, which means that even though, as far as mavui, the chachomim do not hold like Rebbe Eliezer that you need two, because Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah said that you need to have two lechis by mavui. We take it for granted that Rebbe Eliezer holds by chotzer you need to have a pas on both sides, and the chachomim they agree that by chotzer you need to have two, even though they themselves hold by mavui one is enough. We'll soon see who is it that holds that you need one by mavui and agrees that you need two by chotzer. We'll soon see who that moedim is. Who's it coming? Who is that? Another quote, Rav Nachman Omar, Halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer b'pasei chotzer. When we're learning about how much of the wall in a chotzer has to be left, is it one side or both sides, then halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. It seems there's a machloikas in Hilchas Chotzer. It seems there's somebody who argues with Rebbe Eliezer. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to say halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer. So that's something else we have to find out. So number one, we have to find out who holds that Mavui needs one lechi and Chotzer needs two pasim, and we need to know who holds by Chotzer just one pas. We're going to discuss that now. Omer of Nachan by Yitzchok. Man Moidim, who is this who holds that by Chotzer you need to, one lechi is enough, but by Mavui, sorry, one lechi is enough, and by Chotzer you need two? Rebbe. Rebbe holds that by Chotzer you need two pasim. Halacha? The fact that you said that halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer by chotzer, who argues in Hilchas Chotzer and says that even in a chotzer one is enough? Mechlal de pligi, it would seem that somebody's arguing man pligi alei, who argues by chotzer and says that only one pas is needed? Rabbonon, there's a rabbonon that argue with the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe, and they say that by chotzer you don't need two pasim, you need one pas. De Tanya, chotzer niteres bepas echot. We see explicitly the Tanakhama here say that a chotzer is mutter to carry in if there's just one pas. If there's just the opening wall, the broken wall, has part of the wall remaining on one side. Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasim. It's Rebbe who says, I need two pasim. And this is when Rebbe says that, when we said before, that there's somebody who says that by Movui one lechi is enough, and by Chotzer two, who is that? That is Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. Omer b'asi Omer b'yechonon. Chotzer tzricho shnei pasim. Chotzer, as we saw in the name of Rebbe, a chotzer needs to have two pasim in order to be allowed to carry, which means if one of the walls of the chotzer are broken, it needs to be a little bit of wall left over on either side of the break, of the opening, in order to allow us to carry in the chotzer. Omar le Reb Zeira le Reb Asi. So that was what Reb Asi said in the name of Reb Yechanan. Reb Zeira is now challenging Reb Asi. Mi Omar Reb Yechanan hochi, could Reb Yechanan possibly hold that a chotzer needs to have two pasim? V'ha'atu de'omris mishmeid Reb Yechanan. You, Reb Asi, told us in the name of Reb Yechanan that pas a chotzer, whenever you need to have a pas in a chotzer, tzrichin sheyehei bohen dalad. It needs to be that the pas is four tfachim wide. That's the minimum amount that the pas has to be. And it cannot be that you need to have that, it cannot be that you need two such pasim of four. V'chitei ma'arbo mikan v'arbo mikan. Maybe what you mean is that each of the two pasim you need to have of four tfachim, it cannot be. V'hotoni rev ade bar avimi kameida rev chanina, v'omri lo kameida rev chanina bar popi, k'tano be'eser, u'gdoilo be'achasesrei. We already saw previously, the Gemara had brought this, that there's a Mishnah later that discusses a large chotzer that comes off a small chotzer, which means you had a small chotzer that was totally breached open into the large chotzer, and we said that you're allowed to carry in the large chotzer. Why? Because the narrow chotzer left room on either side in the big chotzer. On, for example, if the narrow chotzer was on the south and the big chotzer was on the north, then the southernmost wall of the big chotzer, which is where the small chotzer was broken into, we said that since you've got a little bit of wall of the big chotzer on the southern side of the big chotzer, a little bit of wall on the right, a little bit of wall on the left, on the east and west, then therefore that's enough, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the big chotzer. And we said, Rav Adbar Avdimi said that the large chotzer, it's a brisa, that the large chotzer is only one amma, which is only six tfachim wider than the narrow chotzer. And we said that there's three tfachim on the right, three tfachim on the left. And we take for granted that there's nobody that is more machmir than that. That we saw there in the Brisa that you need to have a lechi or a pas on either side, and it's three tfachim wide each. And we never heard that there's a tzad, that there's any opinion that says that you need to have on both sides a pas, and it needs to be four tfachim, which is what we're suggesting here in Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan said you need two pasim. Rabbi Yechanan said a pas is four tfachim. That means you need four tfachim on each side, according to what we're suggesting now. And that's even more machmir than that brisa that we saw that only needs three on each side. Kisolik Rabbi Zeira miyomai, when Rabbi Zeira came up from sea, Pirusho, he explained Rabbi Yechanan as follows. Beruach achas ba'arba. If you have just one pas, then it needs to be four tfachim wide. Mishtei ruchos, however, if circumstances are that you have a bit of wall on both sides, then mashu lekan umashu lekan. That means indeed nobody holds that you need to have three on both sides. Nobody holds that you need more than three on both sides. Rabbi Yechanan said it's either four on one side or mashu, as little as possible, as little as you need on two sides. The hod tonya of Adbar Avimi. This there, Adbar Avimi said you have three on both sides. Rebbe he, number one, it's following Rebbe that we saw before, holds that you need to have by chotzer, you need to have a post on both sides. V'savalok Rebbe Yesi, holds like Rebbe Yesi, we're going to learn later on Daf Yud Dalet, that this post has to be three tfachim wide. That's the brisa following Rebbe, who follows Rebbe Yesi. Rebbe Yechanan himself will say no. Either four and just one side is enough, or to have a post on both sides, and then it doesn't even need to be three tvachim, it can be mashahu, any small amount. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Chotzer niteres bepas achas. It was said in the name of Shmuel that with the chotzer you need to have one pas, not like we saw that Rebbe says you need two pasim. No, you only need one pas. Omer le Abaya, le Rav Yosef. Abaya said to Rav Yosef, you Rav Yosef told us in the name of Rav Shmuel, who said in the name of Rav Yehuda, who told us in the name of Shmuel, that you need to have one pas. Abaya is asking Rav Yosef, mi omer Shmuel, hachad Shmuel indeed hold that one pas is what you need by chotzer? V'ha omer le Shmuel le Rav Chanina bar Shila. Shmuel himself said, at lo yisavid uvda, that if you, he told his Talmud, he told Rav Chanina bar Shila that when you are matir your chotzer, make sure it has one of two prerequisites. Ela oy beroiv doifen, either that most of the wall is closed, oy b'shnei pasim, or that you have a pas on both sides. So how can you say in the name of Shmuel that you only need a pas on one side? Omar le, so Rav Yosef answered back to Abaya, v'ano lo yodana, I don't know how to answer this seeming contradiction in Shmuel. But I do know to Uvda Hava that there was a story, Bedura Dur Usa, in a village of the shepherds, that Lashoin Yam, its literal translation is a tongue of the sea, which means that a little bit of the sea went overboard and came, entered Hanichnas Lechotzer Hava, it went into a Chotzer. So now you have a Chotzer. Beforehand, the sea stopped at the edge of the Chotzer, and now for some reason, the tide brought the sea into the Chotzer. Va'asil kameder of Yehuda, and came to Rev Yehuda, v'lo itzrichei elo pas echot, and he told the people of that chotzer, you want to draw water from the water that's now come into your chotzer and take it into the house, no problem. Make sure that you put one pas. So he says, that's all I know. I know that there was a single pas there and not two pasim. Omerli, so Abaya said to Rev Yosef, l'shoyin yam ka'omrus. Don't bring me a proof from when we're trying to allow people to draw water, to have drinking water on Shabbos, because kalhu sheikilu chachamim b'maim. Whenever it came to filling up water, there were extra coolers. It could be over there, in order to allow them to fill up water and draw water into to drink, there they allow just a single pas. But don't bring me proof from that story that you only always need one pas in order to carry from the house to the chotzer. Kedaboy mine Rabbi Tavla mirav. Rabbi Tavla asked Rav, Mechitza tluya mahu. If you have a wall that's hanging, it's not standing on a floor, it's, you have a type of a balcony sticking out. In the balcony, you have a hole, and underneath the hole, around the hole, you have four walls hanging, ten tfochim high. That's called a hanging mechitza. Mahu shetatir b'churva. What happens if you have a hanging wall? In the case, not, I mentioned the balcony because that's a typical case where you want to draw water from the sea underneath the balcony and you want to draw water up through this mechitza tluya. But the question there was asked, what's in the case of a churva, a place where there's ruins, a ruined building? And very common in these ruins that there's a wall that the top part of the wall is hanging, the lower part of the wall is not hanging. Are you allowed to carry in the churva? Is it considered a rishus hayochid? In the case of a churva, you're not allowed to rely on a hanging wall. It's only called a rishus hayochid if the wall is on the ground. However, if to fill up water, as we discussed, to draw water up through a hole in a balcony where there's a mechitza tluya, there's a wall going round this hole underneath the balcony, there they said that they were meikel, they were lenient. Kalhu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. And therefore, here too, we don't bring me proof from the fact that Rav Yehuda allowed them to use just a single pas to be able to use the water. Maybe that was a kula just for water. Mikol mokim kasha. But either way, we have a contradiction in Shmuel. We had one quote in the name of Shmuel. Rav Yosef quoted Rav Yehuda saying in the name of Shmuel that one pas is enough. And then we had Shmuel himself who told Rav Chanina bar Shila, make sure that when you use a chotzer, you carry in a chotzer, make sure that you either have most of the wall is closed, a majority of the length of the wall is closed, or you have two pasim. Why is one pas not enough? Ki also Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Reidu Rav Yeshua mi Bei Medrasha. When Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Reidu Rav Yeshua came back from the Beis HaMedrash, Pirshua, they explained Shmuel as follows. Miruach achas b'arba. If there's only a post on one side of the wall, then you need arba. Then the post has to be four tfachim. Mishtei ruchois, mashu lekan, umashu lekan. But if it's from two sides, then you need to have a bit on each side, so then we can understand. When Shmuel said you need one post, yeah, on condition it's four tfachim wide. When Shmuel told Rav Chanina bar Shila to make sure that he has at least two posts, it's talking about that neither post is four tfachim wide. Omer of Papa, ikashili, hokashili. If anything, the following question bothers me. Da omer le Shmuel Rav Chanina bar Shila, atle tavid uvda ela oy beroyv doifen oy beshnei pasim. The fact that he says that two pasim, you need two pasim, we already explained. Talking about when neither pass is not four tvachim wide. But you, Shmuel, gave him an ultimatum. You said either two passim or roiv doifen. Most of the majority of the length of the wall should be closed. So we're asking a question. Lama li roiv doifen? Bepas arba sagi. You just said now that if it's closed on one side four tvachim, then that's enough. I don't need two passim. So just say either two passim or one pass, four tfachim. Where does Roiv Doifen? Why do I need most of the wall? V'chiteima, are you going to suggest as follows? My b'Roiv Doifen, b'Doifen Shiva. Maybe we're talking about a wall that most of the wall is less than four tfachim. So then with Shmuel, really gives us three options. Either one pass of four tfachim, or two passim of Kol Shehu, or Roiv Doifen. Which means if you have a wall of seven, then 3.6 tfachim is already Roiv Doifen. And Shmuel said, that's enough. I don't need four tvachim because it's already Roiv Doifen with less than four tvachim. Darbo, haveli Roiv Doifen, because in that case, having four tvachim is much more than Roiv Doifen. I don't need so much. It's enough with three and a bit. Maybe that's how we're going to understand Shmuel. So that's what the Gemara answered. That's how Tosfos explains we're supposed to read the Gemara. The words in the Gemara a little bit challenging to read, but that's how we're supposed to understand the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lomoli arba bishloisha umasha usagi. If we're talking about a side of a chotzer that's only 7 tfachim long, then why do I need 3.6? Bishloisha umasha usagi. If I have 7, then even if I have a wall of 3.1, which is much less than 4 tfachim, and it's even less than Roiv Doifen, it's already enough. Why? The Ha'omer of Achli v'Teimer of Yechiel, we saw before, if you have an opening of 7 tfachim and you close it at 3.1, what are you left with? 3.9. 3.9 is less than 4 tfachim. We said before that Reb Yechiel or Reb Achli said that if an opening is less than 4 tfachim, you don't need any tikkun whatsoever. Ad arba tfachim, and if it's less than 4 tfachim, you don't need no koira, you don't need no lech, you don't need any tikkun. Says the Gemara, I'll explain it to you. You made a comparison between a lechi and between a mavui and the chotz, and that was a mistake. It's true that in mavui, which is narrower than 4 tfachim, you don't need a koira or a lechi. Regarding chotzer, we're talking about a chotzer. With chotzer, we don't have that privilege. With a chotzer, you always need either a lechi, a pass on both sides, even mashahu, or a pass on one side for tfachim, or roiv doifen. Let's see that inside. Iboy seima kan b'chotzer, kan b'movui. Shmuel was talking about a chotzer, and a chotzer you need to have roiv doifen, and kan b'movui. And only in the case of movui, less than four tfachim doesn't need any tikkun. V'iboy seimo, it could be, Rav Achli gufei tanoihi. It could be there are those who argue the Rav Achli and say that even less than four tfachim, you still need a tikkun. And if less than four tfachim needs a tikkun, we understand that Shmuel said you need to have either roiv doifen or a pass on both sides. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. L'shoin yam hanechnas l'chotzer. If a wave or if part of the sea rose and came into the chotzer, Ein memalin himenu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to draw water from this part of the sea into the chotzer, which is the Rishus HaYochid. Eloim kein yesh le mechitza gavoya asara tvachim. Unless you make a mechitza, you have to make a wall separating the sea, the real part of the sea, which is the Karmelis, and the part of the sea that's now in the Chotzer. If you put a wall of 10 tvachim there, then whatever's in the Chotzer is called a proper Rishus HaYochid, and you can take that water. However, if you do not have a wall, then you're not allowed to draw the water. Bamedvar Mamurim, when is this true? Shepirtsosi Bayoisa Me'asara. If the breach in the wall, if the sea came through, it must have come through a breach in the wall. So you have a wall here, and obviously there's a section of the wall on either side which is still left, the two pasim. If you don't have anything left, if the chotzer is completely broken open, then you're not allowed to carry anything in the chotzer, there's no discussion. We're talking about that little bit of the wall is left over, which means the chotzer should really be considered a Rishus HaYochid. However, that's providing that the breach, the opening, is not more than 10 amos. So it says, "Bamedvarim amurim shepiritzase b'yosim me'asara." If the opening is more than 10 amos, then you're not allowed to draw the water. Avel asara. However, if the breach, if the wall is broken, not more than 10 amos, then the whole area of the chotzer is considered as if it's walled in, and you're allowed to take the water. Says the Gemara, "Memale hu deloy memalinon hotel tule metaltelinon." Are you suggesting if the opening is more than 10 amos wide, then it's a breach, and therefore the chotzer is not considered walled in, and therefore you're not allowed to take water from the water that's come into the chotzer and take the water into the chotzer? It's like carrying from, or into the house. It's like carrying from a karmelis into a Rishus HaYochid. But it would seem to there that it would seem from there that the only thing you're not allowed to do is carry the water. Hotel tulim metaltelinon. It would seem that there's only a restriction from carrying, from drawing the water, but there's no restriction from using the chotzer like a regular Rishus HaYochid. The question is, v'ha nifratza chotzer b'milua? The fact that it's open more than 10 amos is considered, it has the same halacha as if the wall has been completely breached with nothing left on either side, as the same halachas, and therefore it's not considered a Rishus HaYochid to allow us to carry in it. So why are you saying that only regarding drawing the water from the sea part that's come into the chotzer, you're not allowed to do that if the wall has been breached more than 10 amos? The same halacha should apply to using the chotzer at all, to carrying in the chotzer. As we said, the whole problem with an open chotzer is if on the other side of the chotzer is an area you're not allowed to carry in. In this case, the sea is there. The sea has got a din of a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry in a karmelis more than 4 amos. Since the chotzer is open, it's breached more than 10 amos to a karmelis, then you're not allowed to carry anything in the chotzer. Why are you only talking about water? Answers the Gemara, Hocheb Mayoskinon de Islei Gedudei. The truth is that the wall was not totally breached, and there's 10 tfochim of wall that's closing in the chotzer, the whole area of the chotzer. The whole side of the chotzer has a wall of 10 tfochim. Therefore, the whole chotzer is considered a regular Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't matter how much of the wall is being breached, since you have 10 tfochim high of wall. But regarding the water, since the water that's come into the chotzer is covering over those 10 tfochim of wall, and this water is merged, is a single unit with the water that's a karmelis, the water that's on the other side of the wall in the sea, therefore only regarding the water there's an added chumrah that if the opening is more than 10 tfochim, if the opening is less than 10 amos, and you have a little bit of wall on either side, and that part of the wall where the breakage is even above the level of the seawater now. So you have an opening of less than, not more than 10 amos, you have a little bit of wall on each side, then of course you can take from the water. But if it's wider, if the breakage is wider than 10 amos, so we cannot use the little bit of wall that's left over because it's wider than 10 amos. Therefore, as far as the water is concerned, you're not allowed to draw the water into the chotzer. However, as far as using the chotzer for anything besides for the water, it's enough that we know that somewhere submerged underneath the water, you have a wall of 10 tfochim, which means that this chotzer is a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore you can carry that. And that's what it means, Islei Gedudi, under the water you have a wall of 10 tfochim high. If you want to use the water, even though the breach is more than 10 amos, and the water is covering the bit of the wall, the gidude, then what you have to do is, like we saw before, you have to make a wall of 10 amos. You have to make sure to extend the wall from under the water to above the level of the sea at Fort Fachim and across the whole opening. And then you've got, and then you can use the water as you would use anything in a Rishus HaYochid. It's a very big discussion in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara, but that seems to be the basic way of reading the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda. And here we're making mention of shitufei muvois. Till now we've discussed how do you fix an eruv. What do you have to? How do you fix a mavoi, a chotza? What do you have to do to a mavoi or chotza to be allowed to carry in it? But that's to do with the structure of the mavoi, the structure of the chotza. Does it need a kira? Does it need a lechi? Does it need one post or two posts, etc.? Besides for that, you have to make sure that there's an eruv, because even though once you've taken care of the tikkun, the chotzer is considered a rishus hayachid, and possibly even before the tikkun, the chotzer is a rishus hayachid. But either way, the home a bayis is a rishus hayachid, a chotzer is a rishus hayachid, a mavi is a rishus hayachid, and you're not allowed to carry even from a rishus hayachid to another rishus hayachid, because we may think you're going to carry from. We may then mistakenly think you can carry from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim, and this is particularly so when one rishus hayachid belongs just to one person, and another rishus hayachid belongs to a number of people. For example, a chotzer. A chotzer typically would have a number of homes sharing the same chotzer. So the chotzer, technically speaking, may be a rishus hayachid, but it's a rishus hayachid that belongs to a number of people. So carrying from a bayis to a chotzer, or from a chotzer to a mavui, is similar to carrying from a rishus hayachid to a rishus that belongs to a number of people. And if you do that, you may get confused and carry to Rishus HaRabim. So the Chachamim said you have to make an Eruv in the Chotzer. All the people in the Chotzer have to, so to speak, become one by making Eruvei Chatzeres. All the Chatzeres that belong to a Mavoi have to become one by doing Shitufei Muvois. If you don't do Shitufei Muvois, you're not allowed to carry even if you have a Koira and a Lechi, etc. Let's discuss this a little bit. Omer of Yehuda, Mavui Sheloi Nishtat Fuboi. You had a Mavui and you did not do the Shitufei Muvois. Hichshiru Belechi. Then in the event that you have a Lechi, that means that the type of Tikkun that you did to this Mavui is a post on the side. You don't have Shitufei Muvois. Hazorek Letoichoi Chayev. If somebody is then going to throw something from a Rishus HaRabim outside the Mavui into this Mavui, then since it has a lechi, we'll soon see about that, but it seems to be that since it has a lechi, it's considered a biblically, an area which is biblically considered a Rishus HaYochid. So throwing something from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, he'll be chayev. Hazoyrek l'toichoy chayev. Hechshiroi b'koira. But in the event that you didn't put a lechi, you just put a koira, then hazoyrek l'toichoy potu. Then throwing into this mavui, the koira itself does not turn the mavui into a rishus hayochid, because it's only a koira, and therefore, if you throw something from rishus harabim into this mavui, it's not considered throwing something from rishus harabim into a rishus hayochid, and is going to be potur. And all this is only when loy nishtatfu, they did not do shitufei muvois. It seems from here that if they did do shitufei muvois, then even if you had just a koira, it would be called a rishus hayochid, and throwing into it would be considered, will be chayev. Maskev lor of Sheshes asked, Tama deloy nishtat fuboy? Is the only reason that if you throw from rishus harabim into a movi which just has a koira, that it's not considered throwing into a rishus hayochid, and therefore he'll be potter, is that only because loy nishtat fuboy, because they did not do the shitufei muvois, they didn't make their eruv? Ho nishtat fuboy, but if they did make their eruv, they did their shitufei muvois, afilu echshirei bekoira, even if the movi just has a koira, that nami chayev, you're going to say that in that case, he's going to be chayev if you throw from rishus harabim into rishus hayochid? Why should the koira, why should the status of the mavui that has a koira on it change whether there's a shitufei mavois or not? V'chikikar zu, this loaf of bread, which is what's used to make the Eruv, also by Roshus HaYochid, Roshus HaRabim, can this loaf of bread determine whether the area of the Eruv is considered Roshus HaYochid or Roshus HaRabim? V'otanya, we learnt in a braisa, Chatzeiris shel Rabim, if you had a chotza belonging to a number of homes, u'mavois she'einon mufuloshim, or a mavoi, not a mavoi mufulosh, a mavoi that goes straight through, a mavoi sosum, a mavoi that's closed on three sides, Bein Irvoi, Bein Loi Irvoi, it doesn't matter if you made an Eruv. But even if you didn't make an Eruv, Hazayrik L'Teichon Chayev, throwing into this Mavoi, you're going to be Chayev, because even if you don't have a Shitufei Mavois, the Eruv has a biblical status of Roshus HaYochid. And throwing from a Roshus HaRabim into Roshus HaYochid is Chayev. The fact that the Chachomim said you're not allowed to carry till you make an Eruv is true. But that doesn't mean that it affects its status of being Roshus HaYochid. So why did you say before that if there's no Shitufei Mavois, then throwing into it, if the Mavi only has a Kaira, he'll be Potter, seeming from there that if you do have a Shitufei Mavois, he'll be Chayev. Eloi Itmar Hochi Itmar. You have to read the Aloch of Rabbi Yehuda a bit differently. Not Mavi Sheloi Nishtat Fuboi. It doesn't depend on whether you have Shitufei Mavois or do not have Shitufei Mavois. It depends on something else. Mavoi she'einu ro'i l'shituf is talking about a mavoi where Shitufei Mavois would not suffice without added tikkun. What is that? That's a mavoi mefulosh. We know that a mavoi mefulosh needs an extra tikkun. It needs a tzuras ha-pesach, according to Tanakama. It could need doors, according to other opinions. But that's called a mavi she'einu ro'i l'shituf. It's not enough just to put your koira or lechi and have your eruv. You need something more than that. So that type of a mavi, then hechsheroi belechi. On that type of a mavi, where you've only got two walls because it's a mavi that goes straight through, then if you put just a lechi on one side, then hazayrek l'toichoi chayiv. If you put a lechi, then the lechi makes it into Roshus HaYochid. And throwing into this mavi then is going to be considered throwing from Roshus HaRabim into Roshus HaYochid, he'll be chayev. Hechshiru b'koira. However, if you just have a koira, then hazerik l'toichoi potur. Then throwing into this mavi, which is mefulosh, having just a koira is not enough, and it's considered a Roshus HaYochid. It's not considered Roshus HaYochid, and throwing into it will not be chayev on Shabbos. So these are the halachas that we've read this Gemara at face value. What's really going on here? So says the Gemara, Alma Kosovar, it seems that Rav Yehuda holds, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, V'Koira Mishum Heker. And this applies according to both versions that we learned. That what a Lechi does, a Lechi creates a wall. Mishum Mechitza. We know that what determines a Roshus HaYochid over Roshus HaRabim is if it has walls. The question is, how many walls? To be a Roshus HaYochid min ha-Torah, do you need just two walls? Do you need three walls? Do you need four walls? That's a discussion. But either way, what Lechi does, Lechi creates a wall. Koira, mishum heker. Koira doesn't create a wall. Koira is just a recognition. So whatever status of the Mavi will have, biblically speaking, before the Koira, it will not change by putting a Koira. So if before the Koira it's not a Roshus HaYochid, adding the Koira will not make it Roshus HaYochid, and therefore throwing into it from Roshus HaRabim, he will not be Chayev. However, adding a Lechi, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, it actually creates an extra wall. Creating an extra wall could turn this Mavi from whatever status it had, usually a Karmelis, it turned it into a Roshus HaYochid, and throwing from Roshus HaRabim into it will be Chayev. And so if we were to go back now and read what Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda said at the beginning, that at the beginning we thought we were talking about a mavui sosum, a closed mavui. And what did Rav Yehuda say? That if you have a lechi, then it's a Roshus HaYochid. Because at that point, we assumed that Rav Yehuda holds that to be a Roshus HaYochid min ha-Torah, you need four walls. The three walls of the mavui, plus the lechi on the fourth wall. However, Koira will not make it into Roshus HaRabim, into Roshus HaYochid. Afterwards, where we changed and we said we're talking about a Mavui Mufulosh, which means that either way, you don't have your fourth wall at the end, because we're talking about that you didn't do the Tikkun in the fourth wall. And So we have only the two walls of the Mavui plus whatever you're doing at the entrance to the Mavui. So if you say that you need to have that, so Rav Yehuda holds that having a lechi creates a third wall. And according to the second version of Rav Yehuda only needs minat Torah three walls. So before you have the lechi, it's just two walls. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. You put a lechi, it makes a third wall. It's called a Rishus HaYochid minat Torah. Just putting a Koira will not be a Rishus HaYochid minat Torah, because a Koira does not create a Rishus HaYochid. V'chein Omar Rabba, Rabba also holds that lechi mishum mechitza, that lechi actually creates a wall. V'koira mishum heker, but a koira doesn't create an extra wall, it's just a sign to remind us not to carry beyond the mavui. V'rava Omar, Rava now, contrary to Rav Yehuda and Rabba, who both say that lechi mishum mechitza, koira mishum heker, Rava argues and says, echod ze v'echod ze mishum heker. He says that even a lechi will never create a wall. In order to be able to carry in this mavui, it has to be that you have enough walls that min ha-toira it's rishus hayochid without a koira or a lechi. You put a koira or a lechi just to be a heker, a sign, but not to create a wall. Esvei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba is going to ask a question from a braisa against Rava, who says that lechi also is not creating a wall, it's just a heker. Hazoyrek lemovui. If somebody throws from Roshus HaRabim into a mavui, yesh lo ilechi, if it has a lechi, chayev, he's going to be chayev. Ein lo ilechi, potur. If it doesn't have a lechi, he'll be potur. So we see explicitly in the Braisa that it's the lechi that creates the status of Roshus HaYochid to make him chayev. You, Rava, said that lechi is not mishum machitza. How are you going to learn this Braisa? Says the Gemara, Hochi ko'omar, we're not talking about that the lechi does it. We're talking again about a type of a mavui. A type of mavui that all it needs is a koira or a lechi, namely a mavui sosum, a closed mavui, which has three walls. Such a type of mavui, even without the lechi, such a type of mavui, since it has three walls is considered a rishus hayochid min ha-toira, throwing into it from rishus harabim, he'll be chayev. Hazorik l'teichi chayev. Lechi v'dover acher, but that means when the Braisa said yesh lo lechi chayev, it means if it only needs a lechi, meaning a mavui sosum. Ein lo lechi doesn't mean it doesn't have a lechi. It means if it needs more than a lechi, which means it's a mavui mefulosh. It's a mavui that only has two walls, and therefore, and on the far end of the mavui, you need either a tzuras ha-pesach or doors, but you can't leave it open. Lechi v'davar achir, but a type of mavui which is mefulosh that needs more than a lechi, then azorik l'toichei potur. All the while you didn't make a tzuras ha-pesach and you didn't put doors, then this is a mavui that just has two walls. If it just has two walls, then it's not considered a rishus hayochid min ha-toira, and therefore throwing into it from rishus harabim, he'll be potur. Esvei, another question, and this question, Rabbi Kivega says this question is really not only against Rava, it's also against Rabba and Rav Yehuda. Rashi seems to point it towards Rava, and Rabbi Kivega deals with that. Esvei, Yeser Al-Kain. And we'll see on Daf Tzadik Hey what this means, Yeser Al-Kain. But it means even more than that, even a greater Chiddush. The smaller Chiddush we'll see on Daf Tzadik Hey. What's the greater Chiddush on Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you even a greater Chiddush than the one on Daf Tzadik, hey? Mi sheyesh lo shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. If you have a rishus harabim, and on one side of the rishus harabim, on the right-hand side of the rishus harabim, you have one house. On the other side of the rishus harabim, on the left, you have another house. So where these homes are, between where the two homes, you have a rishus harabim in the middle, and you have a wall on the right, which is the home, and a wall on the left, which is the house, the home. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, oy se lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, oy koira mikan v'koira mikan. You put either a lechi on, let's say, just on the right-hand side of the rishus harabim, but one on the northern side of the rishus harabim, one on the southern side, which means on either edge of the house, you put a lechi, or a koira going across the two houses on both sides of the where they meet the Rishus HaRabim. V'noisa v'noisin be'emtza, and then the inside is a regular Rishus HaYachid. Omru loy, ein ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim b'kach, and the Chachomim told Rabbi Yehuda, no, you cannot just put a koira or lechi to allow you to carry in a Rishus HaRabim. Since there's a Rishus HaRabim going through here, a koira and lechi will not suffice to allow you to carry there. So what do we see from here? We see that even though you have a regular Rishus HaRabim, and you have two walls, one on each side, making a koira or a lechi lets you carry in the middle. So you see that also koira, also lechi, actually makes a wall. And that's not like Rav Yehuda, Rabba, or Rava, who said that koira doesn't make a wall, and it's not like Rava that said that a lechi makes a wall. Rava said that lechi doesn't make a wall, he said even lechi makes a wall. Says the Gemara, no. Over there we're talking about that minatayra, the very fact that you have two walls is already minatayra considered a Rishus HaYachid. You have two walls, it's a Rishus HaYachid. The koira and the lechi do not what creates the Rishus HaYachid. It could be koira is mishum heker and lechi is mishum heker, or it could be that koira is mishum heker and lechi is mishum mechitza. Either way, here the fact that I have two walls, it's already Rishus HaYachid, and throwing into it, even with no koira and no lechi, will be considered throwing into Rishus HaYachid. The reason you need a koira lechi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is in order to allow you to carry there. The Chachomim said, we don't let you carry there without the koira of a lechi. And the Chachomim argued and said that since the Rabbim are going through it, a koira of a lechi will not allow you to carry there. And the Meforashim ask, why did we ask a question on Rav Yehuda, Rabba and Rava from a Braisa, which is Rabbi Yehuda, when the Chachomim explicitly argued with Rav Yehuda and said there that you're not allowed to carry there? So according to the Chachomim, it would seem that if you're not allowed to carry there, it would seem that the koira and lechi are not mishum mechitza, and they don't help. And if so, there's no question on Rabba, Rava, and Rav Yehuda. So that's something which Rashi and many other Meforashim discuss, but I don't want to confuse things here. So we've read the Gemara in its basic interpretation. Rashi says that we see from that Gemara that only because it's a Rishus HaRabim that's going through, that the Chachomim argue with Rav Yehuda. But if it was a Mavui that was going straight through, it would seem that the Chachomim agree with Rav Yehuda. And then we see there explicitly that if you have a Mavui, which is Mefulosh, that the Lechi and the Koira create, they make the Mechitzois. But that's a very big question on that, because we know that if it's a Mavui Mefulosh, then the Chachomim do not say that Lechi and Koira is enough. This is a huge discussion in the Mefarshim. We've read the Gemara and understood it, basically. Continues the Gemara, Omer Vyud Omer Rav. Rav said a halacha with Mavui. Mavui she'orkoi karoch boi einui nitar belechi mashu. Just putting a lechi, and a typical lechi doesn't have to have any substantial width to it. If the Mavui is orkoi karoch boi, which means that it's not longer more than it's wider, its length is the same as its width, lechi will not allow you to carry in there. Omer Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omer Rav, another quote in the name of Rav, it's not a contradiction to the first quote. Mavui she'orkoi karoch boi einoi nitar b'koira tefach. We know that a koira has a minimum width of a tefach, but that's only if the length of the mavui is more than the width of the mavui. If the length is not longer than the width, then in the same way as we just saw Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, lechi doesn't help. Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav that koira doesn't help. Omer Abzeira. Abzeira commented, Kama mechuvon shmaito de sabi. How accurate is the quote of these elders? And he's going to bring proof to what they said, that for mavui to be considered a mavui, to the extent that you're allowed to just put either a lechi or a koira and then carry in it, which is halachas unique to mavui, not to chotzer. In chotzer, you cannot use koira of a lechi. We need a pas or pasim, as we've learnt. But in order to have these halachas of mavui, it has to be that the mavui is longer more than it's wide. Kiven de orkoi karochboi havalek chotzer. He explains that typically what would be considered a mavui is something which is longer more than it's wide. If, however, it's square, or it's even wider than it's long, then it's not considered a typical mavui, it's considered a chotzer, and a chotzer, koyre velechi, doesn't work. The chotzer, eino niteres, velechi vekoyre, elo bepasar boy, it needs to have a pass on the side of four tvachim. Omer Rebzeira, Rebzeira says, I kashli, ho kashli, I do have an issue here. Why? Lehevil hai lechi kapas mashu v'nitar. What did you, Rav Yehuda Marav, say? You, Rav Yehuda Marav, said that if it's a square mavui, then lechi doesn't work. It's got the din of a chotzer. And chotzer, lechi v'kairi, doesn't work. Okay, so don't call it a lechi. Call it a pas. Call it part of the wall of that, the last wall, the wall we're talking about of the chotzer, the open wall. Call it that it's a little bit of the wall that's remained, and in Hilchas Chotzer, pas is okay, and it should be mutter. That it doesn't. Why should it matter whether you call it lechi or you don't call it lechi? Call it a pas. Answers the Gemara, Shtemitzeh Hader Vas, the Omer Vas, the Omer Yechanon. This whole question is only there because he forgot something that was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon said, A pas, especially if there's only one pas, as we saw in Amud Aleph, has to be in a chotzer, has to be four fochim wide. In the mavui, a pas, the lechi doesn't need to be four tfochim wide. In the chotzer, the pas has to be four tfochim wide. And therefore, when he said that lechi doesn't work, that means that it's insufficient to have something as narrow as works for a lechi. Because the pas, which is unique to chotzer, needs to be four tefachim. Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Noktinon, we have a tradition, Ezo Movui. What defines Movui that has the kulus of lechi and koira? Sheniter belechi v'koira, kol she'orko yoyser rochboi. If the length of the Movui is more than the width of the Movui. Ubatim v'chatzeres, and it has homes that are using the Movui, and it has chatzeres. As courtyards that are all sharing the same eruv, psuchim l'seicha. If you have batim and chatzeres open into the mavui, that's considered a mavui. And since the main part of what a person, the use of the person in his chotzer is in the chotzer, not in the mavui, and the chatzeres are open to the mavui, therefore you have the kulus of mavui. Ve'ezu chotzer. And what's considered a chotzer? She'ein oni teres belechi v'koira, kol. Elo bepas arbo kol shemurubas. If it's square, then if it's not longer more than it's wide, then you cannot use lechi v'koira. So the Gemara now thinks that saying square means in contrast to round. And the Gemara says murubas in agula loy. Why should the fact that it's that this mavui or chotz is round make a difference? Who cares if it's round or square? Hochi koma, no. All I meant to tell you was square in contrast to the length being more than the width. I orko yoisal rochba, if the length is more than the width, havile movi, then it has the alochas of a movi, umovi belechi v'koira sagya. And if it has the alochas of a movi, then it's enough to just put a lechi or koira. V'iloi, if it's not longer more than it's wide, havile chotzer, it has the alochas of chotzer, and lechi and koira will not suffice, and you need to have a pas arba. V'kamo, how much longer does the mavui have to be than its width? Sova Shmuel ameimur ad ikka pishnaim. Shmuel wanted to say it's got to be twice as long. Pishnaim barochva, twice as long than its wide. Omele Rav hochi omer chavivi, which Rashi says was actually Reb Chia, he held a fila mashu, even if it's just a little bit longer, more than it's wide, it already has the halachas of a mavui, and one's allowed to carry there if you have just a lechi or a koira. Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.